This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Okay, we were talking to Gary and Curtis Bay, who's on the line right now. Gary, you were telling me about some coyotes.
Coyotes.
Yes, coyotes, coyotes, coy dog, whatever you want to call them.
Yep. Anyway, the I have some cats there on the farm, and that
still?
I keep. and to keep the mice in control.
Sure.
And anyway, from time to time, the I noticed. You really got to be on top of them to see them.
Yeah.
I've seen them, coyotes that decimate the population of these cats. I have 6 to 10. Sometimes they'll kill 2 or 3 at a time.
Yep.
And eat the back legs off of them.
Nice. Okay.
Now, can I, is it legal to call them in?
Yep.
And use some double-aught buck on them?
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Now, you're only allowed to hunt coyotes at night when other species are in season, which is which are red fox and gray fox. And that lasts for only I don't have the hunting book in front of me. If I'd have known that was your question, but let me see what I can find here for you during the course of the show if you'll keep listening. You are allowed to hunt coyotes for a certain amount of time. Let's see. Forest game, deer upland, and maybe somebody has that at their fingertips and they can call in. I'd love to hear from you. But there are certain times of the year when you can hunt coyote. Let's see.
Well, there's seems like.
But yeah. Wait a minute. Here we go. Coyote, firearms, bow and arrow, and crossbow. Coyotes may be hunted in all counties year round during daylight hours. Half hour before sunrise to half hour after sunset, except Sunday. Okay? Year-round, during daylight hours. From October 15th to March 15th, so you got a month and a half, or a month, coyotes may be hunted in all counties day and night, except Sundays. So you have till March 15th to hunt them at night. If you want to shoot them at night with a light, call them in, you know, turn the light on, blast them. You're welcome to do so.
That's what I, yes, sir. You answered my question.
Okay, good. Glad to do that.
Yep. Thank you so much for time, listener.
No problem. Well, I'm glad to have you. Thank you very much. And I hope that you are successful. I like cats better than I like coyotes.
Yes, I do. The cats do serve a purpose there on a place, and I hate to see them decimated. I mean, about every 3 or 4 months, it seems like when they range.
Well, I will tell you something about the coyotes. March, I believe they're breeding right now, or maybe they've already bred in December. I'm not up to date on eastern coyote breeding patterns, but I do know that in late March is when they start really, really working the chickens and the domestic stuff and the cats and dogs to feed their pups, because their pups are in the dens at those times, and that's a real vulnerable time for them. When they're doing that, and they may become a little more bold once the pups are born. So, that's something to think of there. But between now and March 15th, and I'm pretty sure that March 15th cutout is for coyotes, and let's see. I'm pretty sure that's fox as well. Let me look. Nutria muskrat, fox. No, they're only into into January. But anyway,
they are clever.
I'm just trying to put it into perspective as far as the breeding season and that type of thing. But I'm getting into the into the tall stuff there. So just basically know that, but you know, if you want to hunt them at night, you got to do it before March 15th.
Okay.
Let me know how you make out. I think that's I think that's a great thing. Now, you know, you might want to invest in one of those rechargeable flashlights or spotlights with a red lens.
Okay.
The red lens, they can't see the light. A white light, they'll flare.
Wow, I didn't know that.
But the red lens gives you all the light that you need. It's just a red glow, and they can't pick it up.
Wow, thank you. That is a help, because these boys are clever, and they once they find a feed source, they...
Well, and the other thing is you want to have one caller and one shooter.
I get, uh-huh.
Okay, so, if so, you know, you want to have somebody off to the side or behind you calling. And when you know you do a series of calls and you think you might have an animal there, then you hit the light and take the shot.
Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
No problem. And as far as calls are concerned, there are a number of calls out there. You probably want to imitate the wounded rabbit call, wounded cottontail call. That's the most popular call. It's a high-pitched scream. There are also calls that imitate pups and things like that. Those you're going to want to use in the daytime. A fox in distress call is a very, very good coyote call because they hate red foxes.
Is that right?
Yeah, they'll kill a red fox in a heartbeat.
Wow.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're loaded with fox, and we also have coyotes.
Yeah.
I think the population is increasing. I don't see them killed on the road like I do fox.
No, you're right about that. You're absolutely right. I've seen a couple up in Western Maryland, up on 70 and some other places up that way. I've seen them up into central Pennsylvania killed on the road, but not very many of them.
Yeah.
And usually the younger ones. So, hey, I appreciate the call.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary. Bye-bye. All right. If you're just joining us, the question was, if your privilege to hunt in Maryland were threatened, would you pay $250 to keep that privilege, to hunt everything we have here to hunt all season long, September to the end of January, on into turkey season for a year's hunting privileges, and all the seasons as they are right now, what would you pay? Would you pay $250? That's just a question. It's not a number that's on the table anywhere, not even near it, for the privilege to hunt here in Maryland. Not anywhere close. But would you pay that? See, if you're just joining us, the discussion last hour went like kind of like this. Well, if I took my kids and their spouses and my grandkids to the movies for 2 hours of entertainment that is meaningless to me, you know, temporary entertainment, to take all those people would cost me well over $100. I guess you could probably drop $50 to $100 at a bar during a Ravens game. I don't know how much seats are at Camden Yards. I don't know how much a baseball game costs, but, you know, you could for a day at the ballpark spend $50 to $100. For a day. I'm not talking about 6 months of hunting our abundant game, our abundant waterfowl, our abundant game birds and small game here in Maryland. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about a day. Starbucks. Once a day. $20 a week. $80 a month. $240 three months. I'm just asking a question. What would you pay? 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd love to hear from you about anything we talked about this morning or about that subject in particular. And we do have this email from a guy by the name of Wayne. He was listening to the radio show. He heard a guy, Larry, call in from Sparrows Point back in deer season. He was hunting at Millington Wildlife Management Area, and Larry told the story. He shot a buck. It got away from him. It got over on the farmer's land. He went with DNR to the farm. Unfortunately, they couldn't find it. The farmer was very helpful, and Larry seemed like a really nice guy. Well, Wayne is good friends with the farmer, and the farmer did find a buck on his property. And Wayne would like to connect with Larry to connect Larry with the, I guess, with the deer head, if Larry would like to have it. But I'd like to hear from Larry. 410-922-6680. 1-800-922-6680 is our phone number. Or anything else you'd like to talk about. Fishing, honey. Anybody been out fishing for perch? You know, I'm hearing good stuff. I haven't seen any perch fillets from anybody yet, but that doesn't mean that they're not being caught, that's for sure. Well, hey, the Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation. These are wild sheep now. Doll sheep, bighorn sheep, stone sheep, desert bighorn sheep, and rams from around the world. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters, guides, custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th at the Hunt Valley Marriott just off I-83, exit 20A, Shawan Road East. Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohr, and Brian Martin are a few of the personalities you can meet. These are people well-known in the hunting world. Bob Folkrod is well-known here, and he's going to be having some seminars. Now listen, the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo also offers silent auction and live auctions with chances to bid on one-of-a-kind items. A Pennsylvania elk tag, guaranteed. With the winning bid, you get to hunt elk in Pennsylvania. A bighorn sheep tag, desert bighorn tags are up for auction, as well as hunting adventures for around the world. You want to shoot a dart into a rhino? Have your picture taken with them? Well, you can bid on that adventure at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott. I mean, there's waterfowl hunts here from Maryland, too. There's, you know, all kinds of different things going on. Thursday through Saturday, February 16th, 17th, and 18th, visit the website. Just Google Sheep Foundation, Wild Sheep Foundation, or go to my website, ellisoutdoors.com. The Wild Sheep Expo button, and it's a big button, is right on the homepage of my website, ellisoutdoors.com. Click on that. That'll take you right to the Sheep Foundation show program. You can see all the seminar speakers. You can see all the schedules. You can see the speakers. You can see the auction items, the live auction, the silent auction items, all on the website. For more information on this exciting hunting event, right here this week in our own backyard.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
This is the Wall Street Journal report. I'm Jim Blykamp. You may not be in the same financial league as Warren Buffett, but then again, your tax return this year probably is much simpler than his. Thanks to political gridlock in Washington last year, there were relatively few tax law changes this year. But the Journal's Tom Herman says one of the most important affects investors.
Many investors are going to get forms for the first time that will show them how much they paid for stocks that they bought and sold last year. It's on a form called Form 1099B, and if you think there's a mistake, get in touch with your broker.
And there's a deduction that teachers often overlook.
If you're a teacher or a counselor or a principal or a school aide who worked at least 900 hours during the school year in a school offering elementary or secondary education, you can deduct up to $250 of school supplies that you purchased out of your own pocket.
Keep in mind that April 17th is the deadline this year to file your federal return and pay what you owe. Jim Blykamp with the Wall Street Journal report.
Becky, thanks for calling.
Oh, no problem.
Lyle, honey, it's time to go home.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that he keeps saying?
DoubleMySpeed.com.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
What is that?
Oh, this amazing site. Lyle logged on to DoubleMySpeed.com, got a free comprehensive diagnosis, and within minutes, he knew exactly what was slowing down our PC.
Wow.
Anyway, DoubleMySpeed.com removed dangerous spyware and a virus.
No kidding.
They cleaned our computer remotely and restored it to peak performance.
DoubleMySpeed.com. DoubleMySpeed.com.
We know, Lyle. He's so excited about DoubleMySpeed.com that he wanders the neighborhood to spread the word. But the only thing you can say is DoubleMySpeed.com at double speed.
Gee, I wonder if Don knows about DoubleMySpeed.com.
Oh, Lyle sent him an email.
Don, do you know about...
DoubleMySpeed.com.
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 Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com, and within minutes, find out what's slowing down your PC.
DoubleMySpeed.com.
Guess it was a group email.
Get your free diagnosis today. DoubleMySpeed.com. Your PC, like new again. DoubleMySpeed.com.
Results will vary depending on your PC, software, and other factors.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
See the great selection of Ford trucks and SUVs, including the Super Duty and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years, at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln on East Joppa Road in Parkville.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store. Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Hey, little Hank Jr. there. Let's see. We got Elaine, and then we've got Carol. Let's talk to Elaine about coyotes and cattle, or coyotes and cattle. Elaine, how can we help you?
Yeah, Alan, this is Elaine from Millersville, and my daughter and
I met you the other day.
Yeah.
Thank you for the lovely card and stopping by the booth at the NRA show.
Yeah,
yes, indeed.
Incidentally, I lost your card that you gave
me. You did not.
I wish you would. When we finish talking, put me back with the guy who takes the call so
sure.
He can get my, so you can send me another card.
I'll be glad to do that.
But anyway, I saw a coyote on my farm about 2 or 3 years ago, and my concern is my calves.
Yep.
Do I have to worry about the coyotes bothering my calves?
A calf might be a little bit big for a coyote, but... If I owned sheep, I'd be worried,
mm-hmm.
especially during lambing season.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that a coyote would actually come after a calf, but I don't know that it wouldn't. I mean, they're a wild dog, and the farmers out in the West hate them, and they've tried to poison them and kill them and do it, trap them and do everything they could possibly do to them to keep them off their livestock. But maybe a newborn out in the field, you might worry about.
Because I know about 15 years ago, up on the hill, we did find a newborn calf, and his throat was all slashed. And
yeah.
I don't know whether it was a coyote or what.
Probably. Uh-huh. It wouldn't surprise me.
Uh-huh.
That area down there, I mean, there's no doubt that there's coyotes in Millersville, but that would not surprise me a bit.
I see.
I mean, there's not much else that would do it.
Yes.
You know, there's not much else out there that would have the capacity to do that.
I see.
We don't have too many bears in this area, although there are spreading this way. We don't have any mountain lions to speak of. The only thing that would be probably large enough to do that, to actually kill a calf, would be a coyote. And they couldn't do anything with it. I mean, they'll eat roadkill deer. I can't imagine why they wouldn't, you know, attempt to kill a small calf.
Well, what are they going to do in the state of Maryland to protect the farmers, animals, and things with overpopulation of, well, even deer? I mean, I can't keep my fencing to keep my cattle in if we can't hunt the deer, because the deer come through.
Well, you sure can. You sure can hunt the deer. Allow somebody on there to hunt the deer. Knock the numbers down a little bit.
Well, I did have somebody, but they kind of quit on me. But anyway.
Well, I'll tell you what, Elaine.
Yeah.
I'll be a volunteer. Let's see if we can work something out.
Oh yeah, okay.
You need somebody that's willing to come in there and take out a bunch of does.
Right.
You know, and donate them or do whatever they need to do, and that's why the doe challenge that we talk about here is so popular in Anne Arundel County, because you know, the suburban zone is unlimited does with archery tackle. They're thinking about expanding that to the whole state. People that hunt with bow and arrow can take as many deer, does, or, you know, antlerless deer as they want.
Yeah.
And that may help you, because those are the ones that eat all the, you know, I mean, the mature does are the breeders, the baby factories.
Yeah, they're eating. We can't keep hosts around our buildings because they eat them.
That's right.
And then they tear my fencing down, and that means my cattle get out between the deer and the trees falling on my fence.
I know it.
It's a big problem and costly.
I know. Yeah. I understand.
Okay, well, let me talk to your guys.
All right, I'll make sure
Get me a card again.
I will do that and get your address and phone number there, Elaine, okay? There you go. Let's talk to Carol. Good morning, Carol. How you doing?
Oh, just fine.
What's up?
What I'm asking about, I know there's got to be a season that deers get pregnant.
Yep. Sure is.
How long does that last, usually?
How long does that last? Well, I'll tell you how long it lasts. It usually starts, the deer mating season is a very, very complex thing. And to boil it down, the does tend to come into estrus, or come into heat, so to speak, in the first week, 10 days, 2 weeks of November. That's when the bulk of the deer are bred here in November. Then the fawns are born in May and June. Now, those does that aren't bred in the first rut, so to speak, will cycle. You know, just like, you know, an estrus cycle, 28 days later, they'll come back into heat if they haven't been bred. So then that puts it into the middle of December, and then that makes the fawns June or July. And then there's even a third rut, which takes place in January, of all the fawns of the year that have come into breeding age. So the early fawns from May of 2011 will be bred in, you know, December, January of 2012. So if that answers your question, it's kind of a little bit of a protracted thing, but the bulk of the does are bred in November, December.
Now, can they have more than one baby?
They can. Yes, they can. And the bulk of the mature does will have two fawns.
Now, can a hunter go night hunting?
No.
Because my father, I can remember him telling, I remember even as a young kid, the man down the street always seemed to have two deers. You know what I'm saying? He would hang them from this pole and all.
Yeah.
And my father, and he was not a hunter, he thinks that they went out at night.
Well, they probably did. That's called jack lighting.
Yeah, they flashed the light in their eyes.
Yeah, that's also called poaching.
Yeah, that's a better word.
Yeah, it is. It's,
I don't think we knew that word back then.
Well, I mean, you know, they're stealing from the rest of us. That's what it is, basically.
I didn't think, well, how late can you go hunting during the day?
1/2 hour past sunrise.
Yeah.
Twilight. That's it.
And then
sunset, excuse me. You're allowed to start 1/2 hour before sunrise and 1/2 hour after sunset.
Yeah.
Because once the sun sets, there's still that period of twilight where you can still see, and, you know, you'll still be able to see through a scope or see your sights, and the deer are active at that point in time. So that's the legal shooting hours are 1/2 hour before sunrise and 1/2 hour after sunset.
And do you think people abide by that?
Well, some do. Bulk of us do. The majority of us do.
And I always hear you talk about you're up in a tree or something.
Sometimes, yeah. I mean, I've hunted many.
Doesn't that seem like a lot of work?
It is a lot of work, but it's also the most effective way. I walked about a half mile last Tuesday with a portable tree stand on my back. It weighs about 25 pounds, and I strap that onto the tree, and I climb up the tree in that stand, and I strap myself in, and I get 10, 15, 20 feet up in the air. And, you know, I had deer within 20 yards. I had a dozen deer within 20 yards of me, and I was with a single-shot shotgun. I managed to take two of them. And by the way,
that would be dangerous to me.
To whom? The deer?
No, to you.
Oh, well, yeah, you have to take precautions. You have to take precautions. Boys. You have to wear a safety harness so that if you fall, you're strapped to the tree. You're not going anywhere.
And someone told me you should wear orange.
Oh, yes, absolutely. That's the only color that's not natural in nature,
yeah.
Blaze orange. And that is not for anything to do with the deer seeing you. That has everything to do with you being seen by other hunters.
So there is a season for the doe.
No, there's a season for deer.
Oh, I thought there was a season for the male and a season for the female.
Not in Maryland, no. There is in Pennsylvania. And, well, in western Maryland, there's a couple days when you can't shoot does. But here in the bulk of the state, if you're hunting with archery tack or well.
So you can do that all year round?
No. There is a season.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, archery season runs from September 15th to the end of January.
Uh-huh.
There's a three-day muzzleloader season for either sex in middle of October. Then there's a week for does only with muzzleloading firearms in October. And then in the first Saturday after Thanksgiving is the firearm season. And bucks and does are both legal in this area, Region B, the bulk of the state. And then after that is another 2 weeks of muzzleloader season, which is hunter's choice, bucks and does. And there's a couple of extended days of firearm season. But in general, the bulk of the deer are taken from middle of October to the middle of December.
Now, do you go bow hunting?
I do. I do everything.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
That seems like that would be, I don't know, quieter for one thing.
No, it is. Sometimes. It depends. Yeah, sure, it's quieter. That's why a lot of people enjoy bow hunting, because it's quieter and it's up close and personal and you can, you know.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I just had a little cough there.
No, a friend of mine, or my brother-in-law's, his brother-in-law, they went hunting one time and he fell asleep against this tree.
That happens.
And they said they seen the deer just walk right by him.
Yeah, that happens all the time.
Yeah, so they can get that close to you.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, 20 yards is not that far, 60 feet, maybe even closer. Maybe
I don't
even
know why that seems so close. I mean, it is close, but I always think when I think about hunting, it's far away. I mean, not far away, but not
that far. Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
Yep, I understand.
Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate it.
All right, you got it.
Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you. Bye-bye. There we go. Oh, my. Let's see. Do we need a break? Pretty soon, huh? Yeah, all right. Let's talk to Rich in Westminster. Morning, Rich. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, I just wanted to pass along. We're talking about those coyotes. Somebody had sent me photographs from a trail camera. It wasn't their personal one, but it was, you know, circulating through the Internet, whatever. But it was actual.
What's that?
Two coyotes brought down a mature buck.
Oh, I saw that. That's on Deer and Deer Hunting magazine. And it was more than two. It was a pack, and it was a pretty good size 160, 170 class buck. Yeah.
Right. It was in velvet, correct?
Yep.
There was only ever two coyotes in any photograph of the ones I saw.
Well, there was. I've got the magazine at home. I'd have to look at it again, but I thought it was more than one. I mean, more than two, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I only saw the two actual coyotes, but I mean, it was brutal to look at. I mean,
oh, yeah, I know. Well, coyote's not, I mean, look, they're a predator, man. They're a dog.
Oh, yeah.
They're next to a wolf. Most of them have wolf DNA in them.
Right.
You know, I just got an email here from a trapper friend that says, a calf with a throat slashed is surely a coyote. They will kill calves up to a week old. If that cow goes down while calving, the coyotes will eat her and the calf alive. What do you think of that?
Pretty brutal.
They are. Well, it's nature, man.
Yeah, that's what I said. It happens in nature every day.
I know. Oh, man. I get emails all the time. Some of them make sense and some of them don't. I said at the beginning of the show that there was probably going to be legislation introduced to raise hunting license fees. It's been 22 years since we've had a raise. Do you know that? 22 years since we've had our hunting license raised. All right, and that prompted my question, what would you pay to hunt in Maryland if that privilege were about to be revoked, but you could save your privilege to hunt by paying a fee? What would that fee be? Well, that didn't seem to work. So that didn't generate any calls. So I ask a question, would you pay $250 for the privilege to hunt in Maryland? So what do I get? I'm curious. Does Mr. O'Malley need more spending money? Why are you asking this question? Have you thought about the power suggestion? Long-time listener. It's not the power suggestion, Mr. Well, I'm not going to give his name, but it's not the power of suggestion. This is happening. This is reality. We are in a recession. We have a hunting population that is aging and is barely being replaced by junior hunters coming up. What are you doing about it, Mr. Emailer? Are you taking your kids and grandkids hunting? Are you mentoring a youth or what? Does Mr. O'Malley need more spending money? No, we need more money to run our Wildlife and Heritage Service and to maintain the programs that we have to study our wildlife, to do the scientific research that needs to be done, to protect our wildlife for all the citizens of Maryland. And I didn't say game species. I said wildlife, hunting and non-hunting wildlife. Look, buddy, I like to see the little birds when I go hunting. I like to see the wrens and the Virginia creepers and the juncos and the titmice and the woodpeckers and the pileated woodpeckers and the owls swooping down. I like to hear the barred owls in the morning when I go out. I like to hear the turkeys gobble on the roost when it's not turkey season.
Yeah,
why ask a stupid question like that? That just comes from a stupid person.
Does Mr. O'Malley need more spending money?
Yeah, goof.
Hi, Alan, I was out shed hunting the other day.
How'd you do?
I went out 2 days. I was off. I had a couple of days off this week, and I took advantage of them. Went out, took long walks in the woods. I found one side of what would have been an 8-point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, decent, maybe 2.5. Probably a 2.5-year-old deer.
Yeah.
And then the next day I found a decent 4-point, you know,
right?
Two points on one side, but I did see, like you said, when you're walking through the woods, you enjoy everything out there,
right?
You know, I did see a pileated woodpecker, and I did see an owl, a small owl. I couldn't really identify what kind it was. I'm not up on my owl species, but we get to watch our grandbaby every once in a while, and he's getting ready to turn one at the end of this
right.
month, and. Every time we've had him so far, even though it's been a little chilly, we got a woods right behind my house.
Yep.
Put him on, hold him in my arms, take him on my shoulder, whatever, and I
right.
take him out there just to stimulate his senses for being out in the woods. I let him touch vines and grab things, and you know, I even held him down and let him, you know, put his hands in the little creek back there.
Right.
You know, just to stimulate his senses for being outside.
Yep.
I can't wait till he's old enough to reach. Getting close to being able to walk, but not quite there yet.
Yeah. Now, tell me what you said about an owl.
I saw an owl.
Oh, you saw one, but you don't know what it was. It a big owl?
No, it was a smaller owl.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it wasn't. It was. I've seen the great horned owls, and it was smaller than that.
Yeah. Did it have a lot of coloration, a lot of striping?
It was a little hard to tell. He was pretty high up in the tree.
Yeah, probably a barred owl. That's the most common one around here.
As soon as I saw it, it took off into another tree.
Right.
You know, I could just tell by the stout body.
Yeah, sure. And a little stout body and a little rounded wings.
Right.
Yeah.
Like I said, and I did catch a glimpse of a pileated woodpecker.
I heard, when I went hunting in Howard County the other morning, I heard the barred owls. Have you ever heard them chuckle or laugh?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. I didn't really know what... Well, the pileated woodpecker makes a sound, too.
That's almost a laugh, yes, yeah. Exactly right.
That yeah. reminds me of a Tarzan movie.
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Yeah, kind
of. Reminds me of a Tarzan movie.
Exactly, yep.
But no, I'm not familiar with the barred owl's call.
The barred owl is the one that goes, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, or more like... That's a barred owl.
Okay, I was
a great horned owl goes woo, 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 woo.
Okay.
Woo. How about that for owl vocalization?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Not bad at all.
Yep. But when you get two barred owls calling back and forth, occasionally they'll do this laugh and chuckle thing. It's funny. It is really funny because they really get into it, you know? So.
Have you got a chance to get out and look for sheds yet?
Have I looked?
Yeah.
No, I did shoot a deer a couple weeks ago that had dropped his antlers, and we're killing them in Howard County. I guess we've killed 8 or 10 already that have dropped their antlers on the county parks out there. So it's a little bit early, But no, it's a great time to do that right now.
Yeah, now just because I did also jump some deer, and I could see they clearly still had their antlers on.
Yeah, well, that's what happened to me. I mean, I was sitting in the stand 3 weeks ago, and six deer came by, four antlerless, two rack bucks, and I took one of the antlerless out, and the other ones all ran to the next guy, and he missed a doe or two, I can't remember, and then I was looking at the one that was down on the ground. I saw another movement. Another deer came by, and I shot that one, an antlerless deer. Uh-huh. And that was a shed head. That was a buck that had already dropped its antlers.
So, wow.
Yeah. So, but you know that the fawns are pretty well developed right now. They're about the size of a chicken drumstick right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean they're almost as long as your hand, pretty much.
Hmm.
Yep. So.
Wow. Won't be long.
Nope. You're right. Coming soon.
Yeah, man.
All right, buddy. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call. Yep. See ya. Yeah, thanks. Okay, we're going to get to Will in just a second, but I got to tell you, folks, about Bay Linex of Glen Burnie. You know, the Linex protection can now come to you. That's right. The Bay Linex mobile unit can come to your home, your farm, your business, your job site, and it can apply the correct Linex consumer coating, the commercial or industrial coating to your deck, your trailers, your underground tanks, your forklifts, your lift gates, any equipment that needs protection against corrosion, chemicals, or the elements in the Linex materials are environmentally friendly. Protect your investment in your pickup truck like I did. Feel protected with a Linex spray-on bed liner or prolong the life of your equipment, like I just said. You can even protect your garage, your shop, your basement floor with the new Aspartex floor coating, permanent coating from Linex. Good stuff. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Visit them online, baylinex.com. Give Bobby Hawkins a call at 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199 for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, now more than just bed liners. Hey, did you ever want to experience a big game hunt to Alaska or Africa or the Rocky Mountains? I know I do. The Eastern Chapter of the Wild Sheep Foundation has packed the Hunt Valley Marriott with outfitters and guides and custom gun makers, outstanding taxidermy displays, and seminars with hunting professionals for the 21st Annual Hunting and Outdoor Expo and Convention. The dates are this Thursday, February 16th through Saturday the 18th. At the Hunt Valley Marriott, just off I-83, exit 20A, Shawan Road East. This exciting hunting event offers the opportunity to interact with hunting professionals from around the world. Worldwide hunter and master of the obsession quest, Bob Folkrod, Dick and Sam Rohr from Kodiak Island, home of the giant bears, and Brian Martin, guide to British Columbia and Central Asia, are a few of the personalities that you can meet and listen to their seminars. The Wild Sheep Foundation Expo also offers silent auction and live auctions with a chance to bid on one-of-a-kind items at the Wild Sheep Foundation Expo at the Hunt Valley Marriott, Thursday through Sunday, February 16, 17, 18. Visit Eastern Chapter Foundation for North American Wild Sheep website. That's ECFNAWS.org, or just go to ellisoutdoors.com. Click on the Wild Sheep Foundation logo right there on the homepage. It'll open up the program to you. You can see all the auction items, all the seminar schedules right there for more information on this exciting hunting event right here in our own backyard this Thursday. Alan Ellis here for Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. You know, my friend John Berkridge, the sales manager, he wants outdoorsmen to know that the F-150 and Super Duty pickups are ready for action. Remember, Ford trucks are dependable wherever you spend your time outdoors, at work, and at play. Stop by and see the lineup of Explorers, Escapes, Rangers, Super Duty, and F-150 pickups, America's best-selling trucks for 34 years. Ask how to take advantage of the special offers and incentives on Ford trucks at Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. See Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln at 1845 East Joppa Road in Parkville for all the details, or call 410-661-6400. Visit them online at bobdavidsonauto.com. For outdoorsmen, Bob Davidson is your outfitter for quality Ford trucks.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Well, my baby, she's been watching all my hunting videos. She's been itching, she's been begging, she's been wanting to go. I said, you gotta get up early, and honey, you ain't gonna like it, 'cause you can't pee and you gotta be quiet. But she was bound, she was determined, so I took her down and outfitted her from head to toe. And oh my gosh, my baby looks good in camouflage. She's all decked out in brown and green. She's the sexiest tree I've ever seen. Can't concentrate when we're sitting in my stand. She's holding my gun and I'm holding her hand. And even when it's cold.
All right, let's talk to Will in Baltimore. What's up, Will?
I'm just wondering what happened to all the rabbits. I haven't seen none in years.
Well, have you been out in the woods, Will?
I was almost living in the woods.
You do, and you haven't seen no rabbits. Maybe it's some coyotes and foxes. What do you think? You live in Baltimore County?
No, I'm in Blackwater.
At Blackwater?
Yeah.
You got me, buddy. I don't know. Is that where you hunt, Blackwater?
Well, my farm is inside of Blackwater.
Your farm is inside of Blackwater or was inside of Blackwater?
No, they got me surrounded.
I'm not following you, buddy. Do you still?
I'm on Blackwater Road.
You own a farm in Blackwater, within the confines of the National Wildlife Refuge.
Well, they have Blackwater owns the land around me, off of Blackwater Road.
I'm following you. I'm trying to get you to tell me that you own a farm within the Blackwater Wildlife Refuge. They own all the land around you, and you're isolated.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
More or less.
I don't know what happened to all the rabbits.
I know there's a
tremendous amount of fox. I don't know if they get all the rabbits or not. The Eastern Shore is covered up with fox, as is Baltimore County. But
I used to see them, especially late in the evening and all.
Yeah. When was the last you were down? Last time you were down there?
2 weeks ago.
Yeah, and you didn't see any.
I've been watching for them all year, for the last few years.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I do know that rabbits go through, population cycles up and down. Now, last year, for example, we hunted rabbits in February. We jumped, what did we jump? 5 or 6, I think we got them all. This year we jumped 2 in the same hedgerow. I don't know what happened to them.
Yeah.
You know, I really don't.
I don't know if it was a disease or what.
No, I don't think so. I haven't heard about any rabbit disease. I think maybe your predators are probably a big part of it. You know, I mean, you got a tremendous amount of predators, not only on the ground but from the air.
Uh-huh.
You know, you've got eagles down there. You've got red tails. You've got you got all the hawks. You know, so, and you got owls. You got plenty of owls. And then people don't even talk about predators from the air, but your small critters are pretty subject to some of those bigger hawks, those big beautios, and the owls especially, barred owls, great horned owls.
I think owls probably do more damage to rabbits than anything.
I think the owls are probably a part of it, yeah. Yeah, and right now is their breeding season. That's why you're hearing so many owls.
Yeah.
So, oh, I wish I had the answer. So have you killed a sick of deer down there yet, Will?
Yeah, we got 8 this year.
8?
Uh-huh.
I have yet to hear you call me and say, Alan, why don't you come down to my farm in Blackwater and kill a sick of deer? They're eating us out of house and home down there.
You know where it's at.
No, I don't. No, I don't.
It's on Blackwater Road.
You
go down there sometimes.
I do go down there, but Blackwater Road's a long road.
Yeah, we're the last house on the left.
I got you. All right. I got you. I may have hunted there across from your place. I may have.
I own land across from the road too.
Huh? Do you?
About 15 acres across the road.
Did you ever lease that to a hunting guide?
No, we're not interested in that.
Yeah, I didn't. I mean, no, I didn't know if you did because I had hunted down off Blackwater Road with a guide at one point. For a couple of years.
Remember when those people from Washington got arrested that time for shooting? Been about 20 years ago.
First doing what?
For duck hunting.
No. No, I do not remember that. Was that on your place?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Somebody had put some corn out or something.
Oh, man. That's no good. So. All right, buddy. Well, I don't know what the answer is. What happened to all the rabbits? I don't live down that way, but I have a friend or so that lives down there, and they tell me there's a lot of hawks and a lot of foxes. So.
Oh, there is a lot of owls.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Okay.
Thanks, Will.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I'm really disappointed that we didn't get to a lot of calls on how much you'd pay for your hunting privileges. Apparently, it's not worth that much to you. So, you know, I don't know. It's worth a lot to me, and I would pay double what I'm paying now any day of the week to have the privileges to hunt that I have here in Maryland. I will tell you, I've hunted other places. I've paid for non-resident licenses in Pennsylvania, and I've paid for non-resident licenses in Maine, and I've paid for non-resident licenses in Wyoming and Colorado and other places, and let me New Brunswick. Let me tell you something. For a three-day hunt, to spend the amount of money that you spend to go and kill something that's not native to you, and the locals are out there, you know, laughing up their sleeve going, man, we only pay X dollars to kill that thing, you know, and there's too many of them anyway. And you pay a lot of money to go out there and do that. Well, those boys would pay a lot of money to come here and hunt the quality whitetails that we have, and the sika deer especially, you know. So I'm just saying, whatever they want to charge for hunt licenses is okay by me. And I don't, it is not Governor O'Malley, for God's sake. The guy is, yes, he does like to impose taxes on people, no question about it, but he's not the one pushing it. It is only, it's been 22 years since the price was raised on hunting license. What can you buy now that you could pay that? What did you pay a dollar for 22 years ago? What are you paying for that now? I'm just asking. Jim in Baltimore, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I think you're probably going to... I fish. I really don't hunt anymore.
Right, right.
You're probably going to get upset with me.
Okay.
I agree somewhat with the guy which called up that you kind of called a name about O'Malley. I don't think our legislatures and O'Malley needs any more ammunition to raise any more fees in the state of Maryland. Every time we turn around, they're putting taxes on this, gasoline and everything, and you're advocating and giving them more ammunition to raise fees higher on things that maybe shouldn't be raised, or maybe they'll raise them higher than they would raise them. You're saying you're going to pay, willing to pay twice what you're paying now. And I don't think they need extra ammunition to raise fees on us. So I think that's all the guy was saying, that people call up if they agreed, yeah, I'll pay $250 or whatever they're going to pay. It's just giving our legislators more ammunition to raise taxes and raise fees, and I don't think they need it.
Let me tell you something, Jim. They're talking about putting a 6% sales tax on gasoline. I'll go testify against that because I got 30,000 miles on my pickup truck, okay? But you want to raise the hunting license fees 50%? I'll testify on that too, and I'll say it's okay with me. But I'll testify against 6% sales tax on gasoline. I'll testify against a 15% or a 15-cent increase in the tax on a gallon of gas. I'll testify against raising the sales tax, a general sales tax on everybody. I'll testify against raising the fee on my on my driving license registration. I'll testify against raising the price of my license. If I had a vanity plate, you know what that went to? $300. I mean, just have your name on your license plate? Get out of here. Yeah, there are a lot of fees, a lot of taxes that I don't agree with. I mean, they're going to double the flush tax. My business tax went from $100 one year to $300 the next. Tax on my assets. My business doesn't own any assets. Okay? So I'm with you. I'm with you 1,000%. I think the taxes in this state are too damn high, but I don't think that the privilege to hunt and fish in Maryland, I think the fishing license, when they raised, you paid that, didn't you?
Yes, yes.
Why?
Because I had to, because they required it.
Exactly.
Right, but you're missing my point.
No, I'm not missing your point at all. I understand your point completely, and I'm saying to you that this is not driven by the same motivation. This isn't driven by a budget shortfall where we can't pay billions and billions and billions of dollars in unfunded mandates for state pensions. Okay, this isn't driven by that. This isn't driven by the social programs. This isn't driven by what funding that is given to La Casa and that type of thing. This is not driven by that. This is driven by people who participate in that sport. As taxpayers, we all got to pay all that other crap.
Right.
Okay,
right.
But I'm talking about people that participate in the endeavor.
All I'm saying is the people of the state of Maryland don't need somebody to tell the legislature, please charge us more for something because we're not paying enough. That's the only point I'm saying, and that's what I think you're doing.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate your opinion.
You.
Yep. Jill, good morning. How are you? Thanks for holding on.
Yes. Hello. Good morning.
Yes.
I've listened to your show, several weeks and
yeah.
stuff. I've never hunted. I know it's mainly for hunting enthusiasts and
right.
experts and everything.
Well, Jill, do you hear the music in the background?
Yeah, I know. You're
I know. You need to call me a little earlier in the show, and we'll have a great discussion on this, okay?
I'll try to call you next week.
Appreciate it. Thanks. Folks, get out, stay out, and stay safe. Tochterman's, Sean Mann, I owe you one.
Bob Davidson, the ultimate Ford Lincoln store.
As the proud owner of a Ford F-150 pickup, I'm pleased to recommend Bob Davidson Ford Lincoln. From the sales experience to the quick lane service department, Bob Davidson is Maryland's only Ford dealer that has earned the Ford President's